Hey, it's Johnny Jett. Welcome back to my podcast YouTube channel. If you're not a subscriber, please click the button below. Today we have John Decker. Okay, John Decker, how long have you been a travel agent for?
Too long.
Too long. See that?
Too long. Dad started the gig in 63 and I stepped in and started helping him out in 94.
Okay, well, John Decker is one of three travel geeks or airline geeks, aviation geeks, the biggest aviation geeks that I know. I would say Cranky's one of them.
Yeah.
Henry Hartfelt.
Yeah.
Av Queen is probably one too. Definitely one. But anyway, I speak to you three the most. And I mean, John can tell a plane what kind of plane it is just by listening to its engine.
Easy.
I mean, it's amazing. I'm pretty good at being able to identify a plane, but he will tell you just sitting outside. Oh, there goes, you know, Southwest.
ABC. Oh, yeah. He's running Rolls-Royce RB211s on that plane right now. Yeah, that's what they're running.
And you know what? Actually, I met you. Do you remember where we met?
Oh, help.
I met you in Tampa or Orlando at a conference.
Really?
And then we sat next to each other randomly on the flight back to LA.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I don't remember that.
That's dang. Yeah. So yeah. And you spoke at the conference. It was 20 years ago.
That's horrible.
Hey, listen. What can you do?
Exactly.
I'm not that memorable.
But also too, John, 20 years ago, you know, Wall Street Journal would call me, NBC would call me. And now, and since I hide under a rock, right, I don't care about the new world we're living in, this new dynamic, they call you. And I'm great with that. I don't need to be telling people what I think is right and what I think is wrong.
Right. Well, yeah. I appreciate you sending me the business.
You bet.
Let's talk about travel industry right now. What you're seeing? Are you booking a lot of trips right now?
Well, let me back up first. We lost at least 30% of travel, good travel agents we've lost since the pandemic started.
What do you mean lost? Like they retired or they died?
They're retired. They're gone. Okay. We probably unfortunately lost. Yeah, I know of a handful of agents that passed. I mean, I've got a gentleman that worked for us, Michael Luchek. 18 days after getting the virus passed.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
So we've lost 30% of the agents.
And this is as an industry as a whole.
As the industry as a whole, yes, definitely so.
Wow.
That already brings up a problem of trying to provide assistance since the pandemic started to the people that are traveling. And you're talking about people that have booked cruises, that have booked airfares, that have booked vacation packages, pushing it back a year, pushing it back another year. You know, now as you well know, that I could have bought a ticket in September of 2019 and Delta Airlines has now just given me the okay 4 years later to use it.
Right.
You know, that's incredible.
It is.
And since we're working in a world of electronic tickets, like the past, we had our paper coupons. Since we're working in a world of electronic tickets, that has been tremendously good. Continuing to look at the travel world, you saw what happened with Crystal Cruises this week.
Right. Crystal. So they're done. They're done. Someone could buy their name?
Genting.
Or brand?
The people that own them, the Genting Corporation, which is in Malaysia, who is also the people that run and own the new hotel there in Vegas, the Resorts World.
Oh,
Genting
really?
Owns Resorts World.
I didn't know that.
Genting owned two cruise ships that would go out every night out of Hong Kong that stopped going this week under that bankruptcy also. They were these cruises that would go out of Hong Kong, go out to foreign waters, and you can gamble all night and it comes back in the morning.
So is there a problem with Resorts World?
I don't think so. From what I was reading with Genting, they just filed for bankruptcy. They didn't file for liquidation.
I see.
So
Okay.
I've noticed with what I've read, and I can't get really a clear picture so far on the crystal ball of Crystal Cruises, is that they've just pushed everything off till April. I just
Right.
don't know what's going to happen.
And you're booking cruises as well, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And
I
have you
just
had people on Crystal right now?
No, I haven't. And I checked with some of our agents in the office. There's about 20 of us. I checked with agents in the office and nobody had a future cruise with Crystal booked either. Lots of other
And if
cruises.
someone did, would they be able to get their money back?
Oh yeah, because it's been paid for with a credit card. So definitely so.
Even though they booked it a year or two ago.
Supposedly, I had Amex on the phone this week and they said they would cover it still.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad to hear
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
So always pay with a
But
credit card. I mean, you should always, I
always pay
mean,
with the credit card. Always pay with the credit
never
card.
a debit card.
Never debit card. Always pay
Right.
with the credit card.
Agreed.
The travel industry. So now you have 30% less. We're trying to do this work as fast as we can. We're trying to stay up with what do you need to get into what country? What do you need to go from that country to this country? We're trying to keep up with what do you need to get on that cruise? And as you know from that world, it's a changing, it changes every day.
It really does change. I tell people,
It
you need to
does.
keep checking your entry requirements, when you book your trip a week
Yeah.
before, a day before, and even an hour before.
I have people traveling to Tahiti on Monday, this coming Monday.
Okay.
The plane leaves at 10:30. And you have to take a PCR within 24 hours of departure. So now you have 10:30 the night before to get that PCR test for the flight the next day at 10:30. Where do you go?
Right.
What guarantees that you're going to find a place that's going to give you the response within 2 or 3 hours
Right.
or 2 or 3 minutes or whatever you're doing? I have found that the PCR places that generally that have been set up at airports have been fantastic.
Okay, that's good.
Most of them giving you completed results in 20 minutes to an hour.
Are these the ones in the airport, like
In the
LAX, or the ones
airport.
right outside of the airport?
In the airport, like LAX.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here in Phoenix, and the one we have here is about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Now, they're only open from 8 to 5 here in Arizona, and a lot of them are just open during the day, but so that's the problem is that these people that are leaving at 10:30 at night have to have that PCR test then at 8
Right.
to get it
So they got to
tested
go to the
that night.
airport twice.
Right.
And you have to make an appointment.
From what I understand, at most of these places you do, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's not cheap. They're like $200.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, that's a racket right there, isn't it?
totally. It's a total racket. So, booking through you, I mean, booking through any travel agent, but including yourself, the benefit is you do all the dirty work. So,
We
if a flight is canceled, or if there's a volcano and you can't get through the airline reservation system, they just call you, right?
That's right. It's been amazing to read people read some things on social media in regards to being hours on hold with a phone with an airline. It's unbelievable.
Right.
And these are things where you pay a travel agent a small fee, like maybe $30, maybe more, maybe less. And you have access to them all the time. So changes can be made on the fly. One of the best ones came to me last week, Saturday, when a young lady, a client of mine, was leaving Manhattan to go to Newark to fly back to San Francisco. And I get a text from her at about 2 in the afternoon. Thank God she's leaving early. And she says, my Uber just dropped me off at LaGuardia.
Oh my goodness.
So she called me up. I told her to go get in a cab and start heading towards JFK. And on the fly, I was able to change her, picked up my computer, had my laptop. I actually was at a bar drinking with a friend of mine. And I said, I got to go get my laptop because I'm actually covering the office today.
Wow.
So I got the Wi-Fi password going, and boom, I changed her ticket. It took about 20 minutes, and she was on the plane, and I get a text that says, this is why I explain to people why they have to use a travel agent and why paying that small fee is so worth it.
Agreed. I
Yeah.
mean, it is the best way. So, by the way, how can people get in touch with you? Do you
Uh,
want new business?
so uh, I am my email address, I'll give them that. My email address is
Surf City.
John at Surf City Travel. Everybody would think, well, what the heck is Surf City Travel? Well, back in 94, when I did take the agency from my dad and started running it, we were part of a consortium called Carlson Bagel Lee. And at the time, my dad needed the business. So I changed it, being in Southern California in Huntington Beach, to go after the surf clothing business. And I changed it to Surf City Travel.
I see.
And that's where it's been ever since. The benefit, well, there's really no benefit. I mean, I'm just John at surfcitytravel.com,
Gotcha.
JOHN. Yeah.
And I mean, you traveled extensively, I mean, especially before the pandemic. How many countries do you think you've been to?
93.
93.
Yes.
Wow.
93. Yeah.
Seven continents or six?
Six.
Okay.
Six. The seventh will come one of these days, when we can get a cheapy cruise to go out of South America to go down there.
Gotcha. And what's your favorite destination, by the way? International
Oh
destination.
my gosh, that is a loaded
Favorite
question.
one in Europe? Holland? Netherlands?
No, I would say south of France.
Well, okay.
You know, Côte d'Azur.
Yeah,
It's
I mean, it
beautiful.
is beautiful.
It's
So,
and the French people there are nice.
I know people are like, the people in Paris are not, but down, once you get outside of
Yeah.
the big city, and I
I
do
think,
find
but I
that.
think going back to your question, I think, you know, I think probably my favorite place, there's my two favorite places on the planet are New Zealand, and how wonderful New Zealand is from being in a big city like Auckland to being out in the sticks in the South Island, and how nice the people are and how clean it
They
is.
are.
Yeah.
I've been a couple of times, and I told people that a billionaire from New Zealand picked me up at the airport. You know, usually if a billionaire is picking up, which is never really done, it's never happened to me before, you would think they're just going to send a driver. He met me at the airport and carried my bag and drove me home, and his wife made me dinner. And I was like, what? You would never find that in America. Not even a
Yeah.
millionaire, let alone a billionaire.
So there's that, and then probably my other place, which it's been a long time since I've been there, and that was the island nation of Vanuatu.
Well, I've never been to Vanuatu.
Vanuatu is
Near Fiji.
right. It's west of Fiji. It's south of the Solomon Islands, and it's where the famous Battle of Guadalcanal happened during World War II.
I see.
And what I learned about Guadalcanal in World War II is that when the war was over, the US had stored a ton of product, of food and hard product and everything else on the island of Vanuatu, or on the island of Guadalcanal. And the French came in because the French were looking at those times, just what other areas in the Pacific can we pick up, right? And the French came in and they said to the US, hey, we're going to give you 10 cents on the dollar for everything you guys are going to leave behind. Coca-Colas, cans of this, cans of that. And the US government said, we need at least 50 cents on the dollar. And the French said, well, we'll give you 20. And the US government pushed all of that junk and all of that excess material into the ocean.
Are you joking?
Oh, no, back in 1946.
That is terrible.
And that's made, but it's made it one of the most beautiful diving areas now on the planet
I see.
because of all
It's
this.
not French though, is it?
No. Vanuatu is its own.
Okay,
It's
that's where they created bungee jumping, correct? I think it
no,
is.
that was New Zealand.
No, I think they New Zealanders got it
Oh,
from Vanuatu.
no. You're thinking the guys jumping off. That's
The palm tree. That
in New Guinea.
No, I think it's Vanuatu. I'll look it up.
Okay.
But
I
so
think it's New
let's
Guinea.
get back to some travel. So what's your favorite plane, by the way?
My favorite plane is currently the Airbus A350.
Me too. I knew
Okay.
you're gonna say that.
So you and I can be sitting on that plane right next to each other and just have the normal conversation.
So quiet.
So quiet.
I love the A350.
So quiet.
And favorite airline with the A350? Qatar? Qatar?
Yeah, well.
Although they're having problems right now with the whole paint job.
They are. Cathay. Okay. Cathay put a new, Cathay, who I thought had one of the best business class seats on the planet, has even made it better with the A350.
Are they going to survive?
I don't know how they can, man. I just, again, I read there was another, some startup that's got Chinese, that's got the country of China's backing. They want to have another startup in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong was always my top three favorite cities in the world. I always tell people, if I had to live anywhere outside of America, Hong Kong or Sydney.
John, I am with you 100%, and I'm so afraid to go back. I was in there November of 2019, the last time I was in Hong Kong.
I was supposed to be there in February of 2020, and I canceled right before because I was like, you know, the writing was on the wall.
Right.
But I'm afraid that, I mean, it's changed so much. I'm really, it just pains me.
I don't know. I haven't been able to really, we're not going to know until we go back, and if and when we go back.
Right.
What is it going to be like? What are we going to feel? Big Brother now is breathing down our necks versus the freedom that they had.
Right. I mean, I was there in 1993, and I remember, everyone was getting ready for 1997 when the English were handing it back over, and they were worried, and now I see why.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is. All right. So how about, what's your favorite all-time aircraft that's not, or
Concorde.
Okay. How many times did you fly the Concorde?
Five.
Did you? I'd never been on the Concorde.
Concorde, five times. Why did we my issue with Concorde is why we never expanded on that technology. Why we never, that plane was from the 50s and I flew it in the 90s, right? And we had all those years to work on this, to work on the sonic boom, to work on fuel burn, to just the avionics in general. And the money was never spent. It was just like, let's get bigger planes. We can carry more people. It's more fuel efficient. Well, why can't we try to figure out how to make this thing more fuel efficient?
But
by far, Concorde.
And do you think United's going to, come through with what they're coming up with, the supersonic?
And I think it's that
booms.
Yeah, the boom. The Skunk Works of Lockheed is this summer going to be flying that plane and testing it around cities around the nation.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you think that's going to happen, the boom?
Yes.
Because I read some people are like, it's not going to happen. It's all talk.
No. I think what comes out of Lockheed and Skunk Works and the design that they've made for the boom to be quieter.
Okay, good. I mean, it sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Is it 3 hours again? 3 hours to...
3 hours to London.
To London from New York. And by the way, when you were on the Concorde, I heard it wasn't comfortable. Like the seats are tight.
It's an economy seat. Yeah, 100 seats, economy seats. It's pretty narrow for a fat guy like me.
So you'd rather be on the Concorde in that narrow seat than on a British Airways.
3.5 hours.
Okay.
Seven and a half hours, 3.5 hours.
Yeah. I would rather be on the, I'd rather be in a nice fat seat.
Oh, from LA or from, yeah, if I'm going to go get on a plane for 9 or 10 hours, of course.
Right. I guess, 3.5 from New York's no big deal.
No.
And could you feel it? I mean, when they turned it on, did you feel it like just take off?
When you're going down the runway, you could feel it.
Okay.
But when you get up and then they explain to you, okay, we're going to now give it a little kick. You're going to feel a little kick, but that's it. And the next thing you know, you're a Mach 2 and you're looking out the window at 56,000 feet and you're seeing the curvature of the earth.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. You get to see the curvature of the earth.
Yeah.
And did you have a difficult time breathing at all? I mean, what was the cabin? 8,000 feet? They made it?
Was okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
It
was good.
Wonderful. And really quick though, I was reading unfortunately it's not for people like you or I, because I don't think we're going to get many chances to go on these new Gulfstream 7, right? Which can go to 45,000 feet, and also you can see the curvature here.
At 45, huh?
Yeah.
And would you do space?
Yeah, tomorrow.
You would.
Yes.
Okay. And then how about before I let you go, what are you booking right now? Like what's the most popular thing that you're booking domestically and internationally?
So I'm doing Europe. I've got lots of Europe starting in March.
So do you think Europe's going to have a good year this summer?
Yes, I really do.
Like 2019 numbers?
Like 2019 numbers. I was at the beginning of December, I was in the south of France again for the International Luxury Travel Market.
Right,
And
ILTM.
I went and saw a few Greek hoteliers, right, while I was there. They had numbers that went from 2019, they went up in 2020, and they went up again in 2021.
Did
They
they?
saw no reduction.
But that's Greece, because Greece came out with the they were the most
Correct.
lenient. They opened up early.
Correct.
So how about
Correct.
the other destinations in Europe? Italy,
Italy's gonna be, yeah, Italy,
France.
Spain, Portugal.
But Italy's really hammering down on the vaccines. I mean, they're saying now if you're 50 or over, even if you live there, you have to be vaccinated.
Well, I would think that, unfortunately, I would think that anybody who's traveling overseas is going to be vaccinated, period.
Right. And boosted now, Spain just came out. They're saying February
Correct.
1st, you have to be boosted or at least have your COVID shot within the past 270 days.
Wow.
So
I know.
I think other countries are going to do the same. So, I mean, everyone I think is going to have to not only be vaccinated, but be boosted.
Sure. Two or three jabs, depending on which vaccination you have.
Right. And that's, but are you seeing that at all?
In regards
Like,
to,
you need to be
well,
vaccinated. Like, is there
yeah,
everyone you
but
book and vaccinated?
everybody I'm booking is vaccinated.
Got
Yeah,
gotcha.
yeah. I've got a handful of people that wanted to go at Christmas time to the UK that were unvaccinated. And then, of course, the UK dropped the hammer on if you're unvaccinated, you had to be quarantined for 10 days, and that stopped them from traveling.
I see.
Yeah, everybody that I've been dealing with and sending places, they are vaccinated completely,
And
including boosters.
how about domestically? Where are people booking right now? Vegas? Florida?
I don't I just think they're just going everywhere. You're gonna see all the national parks this spring packed out. What's gonna happen with Southern California? Here you have people going, here you have basketball games being played at UCLA, and there's nobody there. And in 3 weeks, you got the Super Bowl happening where you can have a full stadium.
Right.
When is the time to just say, okay, we got to stop and move on?
Right.
That's my question. I people are going to be going to San Diego. Yes, people are going to be going to Southern California to travel. Of course.
But where are you booking? Where are people, where your clients going? But most of your clients are from California, so they're not flying to California.
Right. I've done a lot of Florida. I've done a lot of Miami lately.
New York City?
No, not much New York. No, still a lot of wait and see on New York.
And that's unusual because normally New York would be probably one of your number one.
Correct. Very much so.
Right.
And lots of people are feeling okay now to start booking Caribbean. I think, as you know, John, today is the 22nd and of January, and on the 25th, the UK is going to open up without any more testing, right? You're going to be
Right.
able to enter the UK. You're going to have your vaccinations, but you're going to be getting in. I really think that the United States is quickly going to follow that and allow people to travel to the United States without having to be checked prior to departure. And
For a test.
for a test, which will then open travel, I think, more also to the Caribbean.
For sure, but how about with England, I haven't read it, but do you have to be tested like a day after you get there or on arrival
I
or no?
don't think so. I
Okay.
think it's completely
Okay.
gone.
And are you booking Canada at all? Because Canada's pretty
No.
strict right now.
Nothing. Zero.
Wow.
I cannot, I don't remember the last time I sent it. Yeah, it was
And
probably
pre-pandemic,
2019
were you
last
sending
time.
people? Were you sending people to
Yeah,
Canada before?
yeah, 2019 I was.
I got you.
Yeah. But my biggest hole that I haven't booked in forever is, since the pandemic started, I've done two tickets to Australia.
for a while.
And those were people going to see loved ones at the other end. I booked nobody to New Zealand, and I do not remember the last time I booked a ticket to Asia.
Wow. I mean, that's what you used to always do. I'm talking dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds.
I did have one client at the beginning of December. He wanted to go with his wife for a week to Tokyo and just spend a week in Tokyo in February. And that is still on hold because
they're not open.
We don't know if the Japanese aren't letting people in yet.
Right. So,
and who knows what's going to happen with China?
Yeah, I mean,
including Hong Kong.
Definitely. So my last question to you, what's your best travel tip for consumers?
To wait.
To wait till what?
Okay. So you and I disagree on this one.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you're planning to go somewhere this summer,
yep,
I would book it. I would book hotel reservations. As you and I have discussed, if you're staying at a 3-star hotel and above, they're going to give you an opportunity to cancel. Okay. And John, the other thing that we could talk about again, which is the term that you've been using, is stacked travel, right? So the Descala family, hey, John, we want to go to Italy. Okay, great. So we're going to book your hotels in Positano and to Florence. We're going to send you and your son to go and look at the ruins. And, by the way, at the same time, can you book us a trip to Hawaii with the same dates? And I would book those hotels for both sides. I'd book the Italy and I'd book the Hawaii, and then I'd wait.
I see.
And I'd just wait and see, and I'd see where we are in a week from now, in a month from now, in 2 months from now, before I decide to book my air. And from there, you'll be able to determine in a few weeks which vacation you're going to get to go on. And John, and I think you agree to this one, please check your passport.
Right. Please for sure. Check your passport.
That's been an issue lately.
Has it? They're expired or?
Expired passports.
Or it's about to be expired. Some countries will not let you in if there's less than 6 months.
Correct.
I mean, even 9 months, right? I think on some countries.
There are some 9 months and there are some 1 years.
Are there 1 years?
Yes.
And also, I was just looking at airfares for today. If I wanted to go to Hawaii today, it's only $100 one way. I couldn't believe it. There's no high walk-up fares like there used to be.
And once you get there, you get to go stay in the $600 hotel room. That used to be $300.
Right. The hotels are up. They're all. So why is that?
It's theft. I personally think it's theft.
Or is it because they have restrictions on how many people they can book?
The majority of the hotels no longer have these restrictions.
They don't. Okay.
No. The issue that I'm having with hotels is that they did a terrible job during the pandemic.
All hotels or Hawaii hotels?
Well, so a lot of Hawaii hotels just shut down, didn't they? A lot of the Waikiki hotels shut down.
During the pandemic, yes.
During the pandemic. I personally think that once the first shot went in the first arm way back when, our whole industry of hospitality should have immediately started hiring the first people back. Granted, you were going to lose money and we got a second round of PPP money.
Right.
But that would have been the time to start hiring people back and getting things going again. I just think it's obscene the amount that hotels are trying to charge on people. I hate it. I hate it. And
what's the workaround? How about Airbnb or
so Verbo? Being a travel agent, I don't use any of those things. I don't sell them. I really don't know anything about them.
Wow. You don't book apartments or houses or?
I book apartments and houses, but I book them through my sources.
I see.
Through companies that represent them.
I got you. Like Marriott? Luxury homes?
No, distinctive. There's a company called Distinctive Villas.
Okay.
And I could go to them and they've checked the property out. They've already decided if they're going to be able to accept it and then sell it to a person like me.
I got you.
Who then will present it to my client. There are now. There is a good trick though with Vrbo that I like to use,
Okay.
and that is, on Vrbo there are a lot of resorts. Particularly the one that I use often is the Four Seasons in Jackson Hole.
Okay.
You're able to book that through the hotel, a one bedroom residence or a two bedroom residence, but the price can be three or four times as much.
On the hotel.
No, the residence,
Okay.
booking the residence through the hotel.
It's three to four
But if
times
you
more.
book it, but if you book the residence through the person who owns it or who's representing it through Vrbo, it can be 60, 75% less.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
And that's happening. That's happened a lot with some of the older properties like that. Some of the newer properties, for example, they're going to open a brand new Ritz-Carlton in Paradise Valley here in Phoenix. So if you end up buying one of those units there, you have to sign an agreement that you're not going to rent it through an app.
I see. Wow. They're cracking down.
That is cracking down very much so.
That's bad for the consumer.
So what's your favorite plane right now? Well, your favorite plane's the A350. Have you been able to fly, John, that the United Airlines, the real Polaris and not the Folaris yet?
No, but we have. That's our tickets to Hawaii. I bought these cheap business class tickets to Hawaii on the 777-300 Polaris because we'd be away from people. And, my daughter's not vaccinated. And have you been on that plane?
I haven't.
You've never been on
I have.
the United
I have
777?
not been on the Polaris
I gotcha.
United plane yet. The people I've been on the Polaris plane love it.
Okay.
The seat that's hidden away, that's close to the window.
Right.
Actually, I've got somebody on it
Well,
right this second.
I was gonna book. I'm trying. I always book the last row now, of the cabin, just because I don't want. In a way, as long as there's not a bathroom behind me, because I feel like that's the safest. And so I booked the four center seats though, because my daughter will be next to my wife. I will be next to my son. But the problem with Polaris that I was looking online is that, two of the seats are really close, but the other two in front are really far. Yes.
They do that.
So that's going to be a little bit of a problem.
You're just gonna have to make a gap between the two of you guys and let people sit between you guys, and you can throw stuff over like grenades to people sitting between the two of you guys. Food and stuff like that.
Well,
That would be
anyway.
good. That would be good.
All right, John. Well, listen, this was fun. We can do it again another time and do a little update on what's going on in the travel industry. And again, where can people find you?
John at surfcitytravel.com.
All right. And please subscribe to this podcast, YouTube channel. And thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a great week.
Peace.